Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. At the end of the year, we're in a transition period of the Yemei HaElul, which is Yemei Rachamim, and then the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Together we know it's the union of the Arboyim Yoim, it's the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oile the third time to bring the Luch HaShnias. It's Arboyim Yoim. Mitzad Echad, if a person is a tzaddik, then already in the 30 days of Elul, he's already able to be mashlim and get to the darga that he needs. Aber Michas de Yisborach is that there's 40 days from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Yom HaKippurim. We know as the process continues, Be'emes, it goes all the way until Hoshana Rabbah. There's a remez that Parshas Nitzavim has 40 psukim, Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim, and Parshas Hazinu has 52 psukim. And that's after a remez for the various sdorim of how a person could do the cycle of coming back close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's the Mahalach of Parshas Vayelech, which is 30 days from Elul till Rosh Hashanah. There's the Mahalach from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, that's the 40 days. And there's a Mahalach from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way till Hoshanah, till the 52 days of Hoshanah Rabbah, Simchas Torah. One of the three ways is the way to do it. Aber Avada, not to procrastinate and to push it off further, we know that the Sfarim say that Be'emes, Be'emes, Kulei Hai Ve'ulai, on Zois Chanukah, there's a way to still Epes, Chap, Arayin, a Tikkun. And we know there's 122 days all the way from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way till Zois Chanukah. The 30 and the 40 and the 52, all besachakol is 122. But a person's not supposed to push it off all that way. Adara, Parshas Kisavoy with the Toichacha has 122 psukim. But that's not the mahalach a person's supposed to choose. A person is supposed to go and use the process of Elul, of Aryeh, of Elul Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah, Sha'agas Aryeh. That was the time now to try to chaparayin. The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maiser Behema. And the Sforim say it's Ken Zayin, because that's the process. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's still the Darga of Behema. Then you get to Rosh Hashanah, then it's the Darga of a Ben Adam, and you're talking, and Yom Kippur, a Me'en, it's already the Darga of a Malach. And there's a remez for this, because Behema is 52, Gematria 52, Ben Adam, Ben is 52, and Elio, who's a Malach, is 52. So it's either way that 52, but it's either the process of these days is to go from the Darga of Behema to Ben, and to find Elio, to reach the Darg of Malach, to use the process of these Heiligeteg. We start blowing Shofar already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Sfardim already start saying Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to start Slichas on the Moitz Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is, well, Yadu Rosh, if Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, then we start already the week before. The inyan is to start on a Moitzah Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah and to have a minimal of at least 4 days of slichas. The Levush brings down Atem Nitzovim Hayoim is Gematria Lamoid L'Slichas. Lamoid L'Slichas. A person in Parshas Moitzah Shabbos Nitzovim, we're Lamoid L'Slichas. Why do we have to have a minimum of 4 days? He brings down because there's Dalid Yomim of Bikur of a Korban. And you need at least a minimum of 4 days of being Mavakir the Korban. Who's the Korban? Klal Yisrael, a Yid, he's makriv atzmai to come close to Hashem. Ki'ilu ha'aleisam atzmachem korban lefonai. But in a korban by a Yid, you have to have a bedika. We know from the story of the Gemara in Gittin, there are certain mumin that are mumin only by Klal Yisrael. Fakert by a goy, it's not even considered a mum. The Gemara gives a dugmi, either dukin sheba ayin or nivs vasayim. You could say that means ayin is the inyan of shmiris einayim geidus svashtein su agoy, or shmiris haloshoin, nivs vasayim. Even in those in Yonim, we have to make a bikur of Dalit Yomim to be boidik where we were holding in these in Yonim of Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Nivs Vasayim. Why do we dafka always start on a Moitzah Shabbos though? We start on a Moitzah Shabbos as Kenzayin because we know Shabbos Be'etzim is a person is Me'al Chet. Dafka, after you go through a Shabbos and Shabbos is totally Be'etzim, B'mahus, Memnutuk from Chet. On Shabbos, we're not makar of a soyer like we're makar of on all the other regalim. Shabbos is totally mufka from Chet. After a Shabbos, which is mufka from Chet, a person could now look back at himself and see where he's holding, what the tikkun needs to be to start doing the bikur arbi yomim of preparing himself. And avada the ikkar is, Rachmona liba boy. the 40 Pesukim of Parshas Nitzavim, there's always a remez at the end of the Parsha. Over here it says the remez is Levavoy Simen. And Kipshutai Levavoy is because, as it says in the Parsha, Pen Yeshbechem ish Asher Levavoy Poine. It's fair to say that Levavoy is being ramas to that Levavoy, that it's talking about that someone's at latest Poine from Hashem. Kenzain Levavoy is Rosh Tevis, also in the Parsha, Lishmoya Bekoiloi Uledov Kaboy. So we have to work Taka on Lishmoya Bekol Dvari and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that one of the many Ramazim they bring of Elul is Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav, is Rosh Tevis Elul. But the Soif Tevis is Tikosev. If you Taka Firzach good in the Elul, then you'll be Zoicha Taka Tikosev. Come back in the other, the remez of the Shlod that the Mishnah Berurah brings. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, the Rosh Tevis of Elul. But the Soif Tevis is Yud, 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 and Yud is 40. During these 40 days, a person works on the Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And a person during the Elul days works on Ve'es Levavcha Ve'es Levav, Es Levavcha Es Levav, he's Zoich Ataka to Tikosev. Tikosev. We know that there's no Shabbos Mevorchim, B'derech Lal, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is Dach Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But we don't have the concept of Shabbos Mevorchim. We actually say it in the Nusach of Tashlich. On Rosh Hashanah, we say the Nusach of the Bracha that we say usually on Shabbos Mevorchim. And can't say we don't have Shabbos Mevorchim because Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel Yom Chagenu. It's Behalten. It's Behalten the Chodesh. But there's another Nakuda that we don't do Shabbos Mevorchim because Be'etzim, the cycle of the year, every month heralds in the next month. And even in the previous month, you're already heralding in the next month. Aber Rosh Hashanah is Taka Shana Chadosh. It's a totally new, clean slate. And it's not connected. It's a person starting, Kedalim Choroshim, starting again from fresh. But I saw brought down that Ken Zayin, Shabbos Mevorchim, is always that Klal Yisrael is giving a bracha onto the next Chodesh and betting a bracha from the Beshefer. But on Shabbos Mevorchim of Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, of Rosh Hashanah, the Eberster already gives the bracha. And the bracha is Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem. That's Taka the bracha after the Toichacha, Hischel Faisom, Atem Nitzavim Hashem. Atem Nitzavim Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem. Ken Zayin, but what's Taka the schus of the Atem Nitzavim? Pasuk, we can read it into the Pasuk. Atem is Rosh Tevis, Even Mikir Tizak. Even a stone has to scream out. Atem means to take it seriously. It's Eretz the days. If you take it seriously, Rebellion Lapliana writes, he says, how could Moshe be Mephias Klal Yisrael from the Toichacha? The Toichacha is a Gefer L'Chazach. How was he suddenly Mephias them? He says, because Rashi says, because Hayriku Peneim, they turned green. Ah, you turned green. You understood. You understood the message. If you understood the message, then you don't have to actually go through it. Kipshutai. Atem Nitzovim. Nitzovim is Chus HaToyrev. Ayisiyatzvu Tachta Sahar. A grace of koich that we can bystand everything that we have to go through is with the schus ha-toyre. Another nechud also is schus ovois. Interesting, nitzovim is 192. Gematria 192 is bakoil mikol kol is 192. It's a remez for the schus ovois. What's going to stand us through nitzovim is the schus ovois. When hayoyim atem nitzovim hayoyim. It says in the Zohar is hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzovim hayoyim kulchem. Kulchem is the schus of the rabbim, the schus of achdus, the schus of as a yochid, ken zayin it's pachat pachodim the yoyim adin, but as a rabbim, it's muftach lonu shakodesh baruch hu oisa lohem neis. As the rabbim, we're going to have a neis, and that's why it's yoyim terua. Sfarim explained terua many pshatim, but there's a pshat terua is a lashon of reyus, of friendship. Dafka the matzav of kulchem, of being ba'achdus, so atem we should take it seriously. Nitzovin, the schus ha-toyra, and the schus ovis of bakol mikol kol on hayoyim and Rosh Hashanah, kulchem with the achdus lifnei Hashem alikeichem his batlus to the Rabbeinu Shloim that we're totally in his battle, and we realize that einoid mulvadoi, and there's nothing else, and it's achas shaalti me'es Hashem and nothing else, rak only to have kirvas Hashem. In this schus, we should be zoicha that. Es levav, ve es levav, and we should be zeicha to aksiva v'chasima toiva.